Hey everyone, welcome back to Behind the Breaks. I'm your host, Alex Efron, founder of Collectors MD, and today I want to dive into something that comes up all the time in our community. Two very different and distinct lanes when it comes to recovery from compulsive behaviors. On one side, you have complete abstinence, and on the other, you have intentional engagement. Both are valid, both are powerful, and both deserve respect. When we talk about recovery, it's tempting to think there's only one path forward. But the truth is, recovery doesn't live inside a single box. Some people find that the only sustainable option is to step away entirely from the thing that consumed them, whether that's gambling, day trading, compulsive spending, or collecting. For others, it's not about quitting altogether, but instead about building a new relationship with the activity, one rooted in boundaries, mindfulness, and intention. Compulsive collecting doesn't exist in a vacuum. It falls under the same umbrella as so many other high-risk, dopamine-driven activities. Fantasy sports betting, casinos, day trading, even online shopping. They can all hook us in similar ways. For some, fantasy sports feels just as compulsive as chasing a blackjack hand or sweating out a multi-leg parlay. For others, it barely registers as a risk. That's because everyone has a different threshold. Everyone carries a different set of risk factors, life experiences, and vulnerabilities. That's why recovery cannot be cookie cutter. One person's freedom might look like abstinence, and another person's freedom might look like balance. Neither path is necessarily the better path forward. What matters is which path keeps you grounded, safe, and in control. When it comes to the world of collecting, the same truth applies. We have members of our community who know, without a doubt, that they can never touch cards again. For them, the hobby became toxic. What once started as joy slowly morphed into compulsion. Maybe it was always about the thrill of the hit. Maybe the purity was there at first, but eventually got stripped away by the endless chase for profit or that next dopamine spike. For those collectors, walking away isn't failure, it's wisdom. It's choosing peace over chaos. On the other hand, there are collectors who don't necessarily identify as having a problem, but they want to be proactive before things spiral. They still love the hobby. They still get the joy from organizing their cards, adding a new piece to the PC, or maybe just trading with their friends. But they also recognize that without guardrails and without regulation, neither of which currently exist in the hobby, it can slip into something much darker. For them, the lane is about intention, setting budgets, choosing what matters most, being mindful of the line between passion and pressure. At the end of the day, there's no magic antidote. There's no formula or prescription that I can hand to you that will guarantee you'll never relapse, that you'll never overspend, or that you'll never get caught in the cycle again. Recovery is all about awareness. It's about support. It's about community. It's about choosing the lane that's healthiest for you, not the one that the industry, the market, and outside voices tell you to run in. At Collectors MD, we honor all lanes. If you need to walk away completely, we support that and we respect that. If you're able to continue collecting with clarity, boundaries, and intention, we support that too. Because what matters most is not whether you're in the right lane, but that you're not alone in whichever lane you're in. So I'll leave you with this. What lane are you in right now? Are you someone who needs to step away completely? Are you someone who can collect with intention? Or are you still figuring it out? Wherever you land, your journey matters. Thank you for tuning in to Behind the Breaks. If this resonated with you, make sure to subscribe to Collectors MD on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and all major streaming platforms. You'll find more episodes of Behind the Breaks, The Collector's Compass, and Collectors MD features, each designed to keep these conversations going and to remind us that we're never alone in this journey. You're also always welcome to join our weekly peer support meetings or stay connected between sessions through our daily group chat and Discord community. All the information you need can be found in the description below. Until next time, take care of yourselves and remember, collect with intention, curiosity, and clarity.